93.9 WTBX, Christina Perry and Human. It's Craig and Rachel this morning being joined by Kat Perkins, who has been on The Voice. Kat, how are you?
Good morning. I am fantastic. How are you?
We are doing well, and you are out still in L.A., right?
I am. I've just been chilling kind of for the week and rehearsing for the big finale because the top 20 are coming back on Tuesday for the show, so it's going to be a really fun show finale.
Now, tell us a little bit about this experience, Kat. You made it to the top five, took a couple of Twitter saves, but you were in the top five, picked up a lot of fans across the nation. How was the whole Voice experience for you?
It was unreal. I mean, it was a very positive experience. Television is a different kind of baby. And I was prepared for kind of all of that, even though I had been, you know, in the music industry before I took a break and started nannying. But it was very positive. It lifted us up every single day. Everybody was really on our side and wanted us to do well. So when you're around those kind of people, it makes it a fun experience. And you kind of forget that you're performing for 12 million people every single week. You just kind of have fun and do your thing.
Well, you're performing for 12 million people, but I have to ask you, what's it like in those first couple episodes when those judges turn their chairs around? What is that feeling like? Can you describe it?
Oh, my God. It's like skydiving. I can say that because I've been skydiving. And that's what I can equate the blind audition to perfectly, because it's like literally like, well, I'm up in the plane. I might as well jump. How else am I going to get down? And it's really fun and mind-blowing, and then a chair turns, and it's like you're landing safely, and then all you want to do is do it again and again and again. And but it was literally that nerve-wracking, but very rewarding in the end.
What was it like when you end up some of those nights down in the bottom three, and you're wondering if you're going to continue or not?
Thank gosh it started off with the blind audition, because It could have been as nerve-wracking as that, but, you know, it just wasn't. It was like, listen, if I'm going to go out tonight, I'm going to go out singing, and I'm going to leave it all on the stage, and it's do or die. And, you know, all of my save songs were such fun tunes to sing. So I always had a blast with it, and it sounds very masochistic, but it was fun to do that. And then, lo and behold, the Twitter save worked for me twice out of three, and that was really, really cool. And to know that the fans are actually out there, and they cared enough to save me, and they believed in my performance. So that was awesome to experience.
Well, Kat, so sorry that you didn't make it to the final show, but you are going to be performing. And then after the show wraps up, what's next for you?
It's probably, to be honest with you, it's probably a little bit of a better thing that I didn't make it to the top three, because I think I'm going to have a little bit more control for what's next. And I promised myself a few weeks back, no matter how far I made it, that I was going to come back to Minnesota and dive back into that music industry full force and record some music and start touring again. And it'd be stupid of me not to use this momentum and this as a springboard to go back and connect with my Minnesota fans, North Dakota fans, and see where it takes me. And again, if I can keep doing it full time, I would be a happy camper.
Well, definitely you picked up a lot of fans because you had such great performances, and you look like you're really enjoying yourself. You must have a lot of fun when you're up on stage performing, huh, Kat?
I did every time. I mean, Monday nights were a little bit nerve-wracking, and when you have a lot of choreography to worry about, or in my case, like stairs to walk down, or, you know, marks that you have to hit, those can get a little bit intense, you know, and Tuesday's just kind of a fun show, and it ends weird with the results, you know, coming out. But I had a blast every time I stepped on that stage, no matter what. And I'm just so grateful that I got that opportunity, and I gained so many fans. And I still don't have the words how grateful I am for that.
Any predictions on who you think is going to be the next winner?
Oh my gosh! Well, I love them all. We have gotten so close over this whole process. And this traumatic experience, you know, we grew close really quick. So Christina's got a great voice. She obviously knows she has my support as her teammate. I cannot wait to have, I've heard her rehearsals, and it's going to be ridiculous. Jake, you know, he's he's my boy. I have a secret crush on him, and as probably the rest of America does. And I'm a huge Josh Kaufman fan, so I would. I'm pulling for the Josh Meister and his voice, and for him to really come out of this as the winner and be able to support his family. And he's just an amazing singer.
Well, you all are. When we got down to the finals, definitely you showed America that all of you deserve to be there. And it is really going to be tough to just pick one winner. And I'm glad to hear, Kat, that you are going to continue on and do some more music. What made you try out for The Voice in the first place?
Oh, man. I'm a huge fan of the show. And when I started nannying for this family that I currently nanny for, they were pushing me to do that. So I would not be here without them, you know, egging me on to do something. And I wanted to just show them that, yeah, if you follow your dreams, and why wouldn't I if I have the opportunity? So it was really cool to be able to take it this far and show them that anything is possible if you really put your mind to it.
Well, we wish you good luck in the future, Kat. It's been a lot of fun watching you. Can honestly say my wife is on Twitter, never uses her Twitter account except for when she was trying to save you.
Yay! I love hearing that. There are so many people that wrote to me and said, you were my first tweet ever. Yeah. I'm honored. I'm honored.
Yeah, well, good luck in the future, and we hope to hear more from you, okay, Kat?
Thanks so much. I can't wait to be back home in Minnesota.
You bet. Kat Perkins from Team Adam on The Voice. She will be performing as part of the finale tomorrow night. She said she'll be in the audience tonight for the show.